This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The second set of 10 Democrats took the stage Thursday night for the first Democratic primary debate of the 2020 U.S. election cycle. As the front runner, former Vice President Joe Biden defended his recent comments about his past opposition to busing plans used to desegregate U.S. public schools. Biden was challenged by fellow candidate Senator Kamala Harris. The AP's Alexandra Jaffe explains.
She criticized his comments defending his relationship with segregationists as hurtful, and she criticized his opposition to busing because she said that she was part of one of the first classes to integrate California schools.
Speaking to reporters after the debate, Harris says she wasn't looking for an apology from Biden.
It was more about the hurt, and that's what I was sharing. And those were the words I used, because that's exactly how I felt.
As the early front runner in the crowded field, Biden is expected to remain the target of rivals vying to move ahead of the pack. World leaders are attending the Group of 20 summit in Japan. President Trump has already met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He's also held a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the first meeting since a special investigation concluded there was no coordination between Trump's last presidential election campaign and the Russian government. Trump was asked whether he would tell the Russian leader to not meddle in the next U.S. electoral process. Trump said, "Yes, of course I will," then turned to Putin with a smile and said, "Don't meddle in the election, President." This is VOA News. Senior officials from world powers and Iran are gathering in Vienna for